The city of Bloomington is looking to create more energy self-reliance by converting composted waste to compressed natural gas. Utilities Director Vic Kelson told the Utilities Service Board last night, a waste and energy task force will first examine the technical merit of the proposal.
I will be on there along with Adam Wason from Public Works and Lou May from Transit. Those are the city people, and then there are a number of people from IU and other places that will be working on this first phase, which is to look at the technical possibilities for using waste sludge from the Dillman plant plus food waste from the community to make natural gas that could be used for powering things like buses or other vehicles or working in the plant or helping us run the plant. So that's all starting up now.
Kelson said the carbon footprint for vehicles burning natural gas is lower than for those burning gasoline or diesel fuel. Board member Jim Sims asked Kelson about how the compressed gas could be used in the city's current vehicle fleet.
To use this material that we'll create as fuel, what conversion is it going to take to turn these vehicles? So what are we going to have to do to make this usable to fuel these?
Well,
are we aware of that?
That's a big question. The use of compressed natural gas as a fuel for buses and other vehicles, that's a really mature technology, but you really don't retrofit it. You would just include it in the vehicle replacement cycle as we move forward through time. So it would all, the timing of everything has an effect on how the economics work out.